Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Federal agents from Immigration, Customs, and Homeland Security are currently conducting an investigation into Humboldt County. According to a press release from Homeland Security, federal agents are working locally on an investigation that ties in with an investigation that occurred in South Dakota. The County Drug Task Force has also been assisting federal agents in serving search warrants at properties in Bayside, Old Bryceland Road, and Petrolia. Warrants issued by Homeland Security will provide more information once it becomes available. The issue of what to do with unused rail lines along Humboldt Bay has been a current topic of discussion. Supporters of a trail system along the right-of-way to the rail line want to build a hiking and biking trail along the route, and rail backers want the rail left alone. Supervisors Mark Lovelace, a supporter of the trail project, explains some of the issues involved in the process.
Well, rail banking is, you know, people may have different ideas of what it is and what it means, but it's actually a legal term. And it's a term that was created specifically as a way to protect and preserve rail corridors. A rail corridor that was assembled over time to create a continuous line from one city to the next or over however many miles is usually made up a lot of different sections. Some might be fee title ownership. Some might be easements of different kinds. There could be hundreds of individual ownerships involved.
Lovelace goes on to point out that seeing as though the rail line has lain unused for more than a decade, getting rail service back up is a long way off.
The right-of-way is what I'm speaking of because that's the legal term to say, you know, the right to run the line across other people's property, to own that right-of-way. The easements that are created usually have a limitation on them in that they're not forever. They're based upon the presumption that rail service is going to continue, and if rail service stops running, the easement can revert back to the owner and go away. And the possibility of trying to put back together 300-mile easement is pretty daunting.
The North Coast Railroad Authority has formed a committee to look into the proposal from trail supporters. On June 27th, 48-year-old Alan Morris of Eureka was found lying at the foot of Truesdale Street in Eureka. His injuries appeared at the time as consistent with an assault. Morris was taken for medical treatment but died of his injuries on July 9th. The Eureka Police Department has been investigating Morris's death following an autopsy. The death is now labeled as suspicious instead of possible homicide. The autopsy revealed Morris did die from blunt force trauma to the head, but there were no other injuries to conclude that Morris had been the victim of an assault. And with information about Morris or how he sustained fatal injuries, is asked to contact Detective Terry Lyles at the Eureka Police Department. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good. Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And, of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Our KSA manager Randy Mendoza sat down on Talk Shop discussing city budgets and how small cities like Arcata seem to avoid the major fiscal issues now befalling cities such as Stockton and San Bernardino, both of which have filed bankruptcy. Mendoza pointed out one difference, the Arcata way.
You know, everything's done in the open. You talk with your community and you have study sessions, and I know folks that are trying to do projects, that is a big hurdle when you're trying to do a project, but that is what happens for municipalities. It's a very open public process. It's the Sunshine Laws of California. So that is how we would handle that, I'm sure, if we were in that position, is that we would just be upfront with the public and we would have study sessions and we would work with the voters to take the best course.
Mendoza also noted that the city is careful with its finances and prepares for tough times.
It's the Arcata city policy. We keep 20% in reserves. And this year, we did have to use some reserves to balance our budget, but we are a little over 15%, close to 16% in reserves. So, yes, that is what those reserves are for when the unexpected times, downturns in the economy, such as we have been experiencing.
Mendoza went on to point out that while Arcata may be politically liberal, it's a very fiscally conservative town. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.